AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. Ukrainian forces have struck and seriously damaged a bridge key for supplying Russian troops in southern Ukraine. Meanwhile, the U.S. says Russia is moving to annex more territory. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Moscow is installing proxy officials, rolling out a familiar playbook.
First, these proxy officials will arrange sham referenda on joining Russia. Then, Russia will use those sham referenda as a basis to try to claim annexation of sovereign Ukrainian territory.
Nearly 2 million Ukrainian refugees have been sent to Russia. An Associated Press investigation finds many of them are being forced. Forced transfers to enemy ground are considered a war crime. In Sri Lanka, lawmakers have chosen six-time Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe to succeed the ousted president. The country is engulfed in an economic crisis. In this country, a far-right Maryland legislator endorsed by former President Trump has won the Republican primary for Maryland governor. Dan Cox defeated a moderate rival backed by outgoing Governor Larry Hogan. President Biden is holding off on a climate emergency declaration. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden travels to Massachusetts today to promote his efforts to combat climate change, but the White House dashed hopes for those anticipating a climate emergency declaration.
Everything is on the table. It's just not going to be this week on that decision.
At Tuesday's White House briefing, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said the prospect of issuing a climate emergency in the future is still on the table. Pressure on Biden to take action intensified after Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia pulled out of negotiations on climate legislation last week. Additionally, the focus on climate has heightened amid a searing heat wave that's blasting Europe. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Cloudy skies and rain are bringing relief to Britain's record-breaking heat wave. Temperatures in London topped 104 yesterday. Forecasters say it may not hit 80 today. This is AP News. Baseball's Midsummer Classic took place at Dodger Stadium last night with a familiar result. Mark Myers reports from Los Angeles.
The American League continued its All-Star Game dominance, beating the National League 3-2 for its ninth consecutive win. With the NL leading 2-0, the game turned in the fourth inning when Giancarlo Stanton and Byron Buxton hit back-to-back home runs off Tony Gonsolin. Stanton's two-run shot helped earn the Yankees slugger MVP honors.
When the lights are brightest, that's what you want to do. You know, that's what the fans come to see.
Framber Valdez was the winning pitcher. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
No Major League Baseball games tonight. The regular season resumes tomorrow with six, including a doubleheader in Houston, where the Astros will host the Yankees. The Yanks own the best record in the majors, but the Astros are pretty good too, leading the American League West with the second-best mark in the AL. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.